WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 21 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A global agriculture company has announced a new research facility in the Bio Corridor as part of a partnership with Texas A&M AgriLife Research.
Thanks to the Research Valley Partnership for sharing the news about the decision by Advanta Seeds to open a biotechnology center, which according to Advanta will accelerate the corporation's research and development of their key crops, particularly grain and forage sorghum. According to Advanta's news release, selecting AgriLife Research from 10 candidates was in part because of what the company says are clear and business-friendly policies, which is crucial for making new technologies available to farmers quickly. The R&D center will also involve Advanta's rice, canola, corn, and vegetable sunflower seed products. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Next Wednesday marks the one-year anniversary starting modifications outside the City of Bryan's Municipal Office Building to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. City Manager Keene Register provided an update at the last City Council meeting.
The new contractor for the Municipal Office Building ADA improvements is making progress on the sidewalk work and remedying the previous contractor mistakes. Once the new handrails are installed, the new stairs will be open and allow the next phase of the sidewalk work in front of the fountain to begin. In the meantime, the contractor will be working on the parking lot light poles. The contractor appears to be on schedule for completion by the end of April, weather permitting.
The project was originally scheduled to be completed last May. A welfare check for someone who did not report to work yesterday morning led Bryan police to a West Side apartment and the discovery of the deaths of two men and one woman.
All potentially have died from gunshot wounds. The deceased persons are being sent to Travis County Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy so we can confirm the manner of death.
Officer Kelly McKeithen identified those who died as Virginia and Melvin Benefield, the occupants of the apartment at the Canyon Village Complex on Finfeather, and Larry Davis, who lived in a nearby unit.
At this time, we do not believe the public is in any danger.
Any weapons found?
That's part of the investigation, and I'm unable to release that information.
McKeithen says it has not been determined if anyone else was in the apartment at the time of the deaths. A vote is scheduled in Congress today to keep the federal government running another 4 weeks.
I'd like to get it funded through September 30th, but it looks like we'll have just a CR that goes a few weeks.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says there are several things in this proposal that are important to Texans.
Most important for Texas is that the Children's Health Insurance Program will be extended for 6 years.
Flores says two things that will be stopped are the Health Insurance Act, that's part of Obamacare, and a tax on the manufacturing of medical devices. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 21 degrees. You can text us this morning, 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. I'd like to give a huge thank you to our incredible pool owners for making 2017 a record year for Sunshine Fun. And 2018 has started off with a bang. Now that we're in the new year, folks are resolving to get in shape, so we're seeing quite a few requests for exercise, swim lanes, and volleyball playing surfaces. And that's been a lot of fun from a designer's point of view. But most importantly, they're committing to spending more quality time with family and friends. And of course, Sunshine Fun Pools has the perfect solution for that. I was recently asked if I could share one thing about building pools this time of year, what would it be? I'd say get things going now before you have to stand in line. You really want to get in front of the mad rush that we see every March. We can have you relaxing in your custom therapy spa before most folks realize that they'll need a pool before that summer heat returns. Come visit us now for fantastic financing opportunities and the best pool and spa equipment in the business from Hayward at Sunshine Fun Pools.
For 0% interest for 36 months or to supersize your spa for free, visit sunshinefunpools.com.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
When we started Intercon in early 1991, we were well aware that we would be competing with some companies that use unscrupulous techniques to make a quick sale, such as bait and switch, or 40% off if you commit today, or misleading, incomplete quotes. Intercon's practice is to be completely honest and encourage prospective customers to talk to our former customers. We've encouraged customers to get multiple quotes. We are confident and proud of our value proposition for windows, glass, and solar screens. We never want anyone to rush into a decision they will regret in the future. Just remember, warranties are only as good as the people who provide them and are servicing the area when situations arise. This is our home and only marketplace, and we will protect our home turf. You've probably heard the saying, the buck stops here, and that is with me, Brad Beard, president and co-owner of Intercon, LLC.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Good morning. It's 7:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here are the numbers.
Temperatures are actually going to be warming up over the next several days, which will be a welcome change from the very cold weather we've been seeing. Today, partly sunny, highs 40 to 45. Overnight clouds, 30 to 35. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance for a shower. It's 50 to 55 tomorrow afternoon. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Clouds on Saturday, a few showers possible. Highs will be 65 to near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie Women's Hoops is on the road tonight, paying a visit to the Alabama Crimson Tide. Coach Gary Blair says his team needs to start doing better as far as making in-game adjustments.
They're taking things away from us, and we're not making the adjustments as a coaching staff or as players on the court during the game. We cannot just expect our game plan to be perfect.
Coach, and the Aggs sit at 14-5 on the year, but are coming off a really rough loss to Georgia, 92-84 in overtime this Sunday, so hopefully they can put that behind them. So we'll talk a little bit about women's hoops, also men's hoops, plenty of big games going on last night, especially in the Lone Star State, and some upsets as well. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. It's 7-11. Hey, great news for women who are pregnant in Venezuela. Did you hear about this?
No.
You didn't hear.
Such
a specific group of people.
Well, exactly. Well, the president there, Nicolas Maduro, is giving pregnant women some extra cash.
Oh.
He, and his annual address to the nation, he said that pregnant women would receive a payment of 700,000 bolivars a month.
What? How much is that?
Hold on.
$3.83.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that could go a long way.
Once the child is born, the mothers will receive 1,000,000 bolivars.
Whoa.
$5.48.
Man, that's their currency? Would be really difficult.
If you paid attention. Venezuela really hasn't been in the best of circumstances here lately.
But nonetheless,
interesting.
Just letting you know that after the child is born, that the moms will receive
for how long?
$5.48.
Like a one-time payment.
Well, this is a proposal. Hadn't gone into effect yet.
Okay.
He's just because it's he wants everybody to feel better about the way things are going over
there. I must have found a completely different equation than you do, because this one says that one Venezuelan bolivar equals 0.099 U.S. dollars.
Oh, I don't know.
So 1,000,000 is going to be far more than $5.
CNN money, so it has to be right.
Correct.
Because CNN is always correct.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. Fake news.
That's it.
Either way, just kind of a bizarre proposal there.
That especially when we tell you that there's a new study out there that the average kid between the ages of 4 and 14 gets $8 a week in allowance.
What?
Okay.
I never got an allowance.
I didn't really do the whole allowance thing either. I just got what I wanted usually.
Yeah, I didn't do. But
sounds bad.
But I had a paper route. So,
okay.
I made money doing that.
Yeah, I might have done the allowance thing a little bit, but I don't remember.
Well, the study and the thing is that's just kind of a base right there. Then they get paid extra for doing chores in addition to that.
Oh, see, I feel like when I did get an allowance, it was because I did my chores, not extra.
Well, that's why I kind of slow walked this so that people could go ahead and turn it down now. Because their kids are going, hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, listen, that guy on the radio said such and such.
Yeah, I get this much.
All right, washing the car is worth an average of $4 extra. So you got a baseline salary, baseline allowance, $8 a week. If you're between 4 and 14.
There's
and then,
really not a lot you can do with $8 a week these days.
Listen to you. What a buzzkill that
saying.
Is.
You can put $8 worth of gas. You can buy
$8
worth of food.
They're not driving, Zach.
Take the money and put it away until you have enough for what you really want. How's that?
Savings. Mm-hmm.
Washing the car, $4. Taking care of the yard, $4. Cleaning their room, $2. Laundry, $2. Laundry? Do you want a 5-year-old doing laundry?
No. All right, and they might eat the tide.
When is a 5-year-old and a college freshman any different when it comes to doing laundry.
There's true. No difference.
The curve has not increased at all.
No.
I was having this conversation with a buddy yesterday about laundry and just what exactly does he do. I just throw it all in there.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to colors. I don't pay attention
Chelsea,
to what needs
I'm
to be.
I'm sorry. I should have said from 4 years old to mid-20s.
Yes.
Well, we can go all the way beyond. Up to 30. Yeah. I do the same thing.
We can go
thing.
Further.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you wash it all in cold, I guess it doesn't matter.
Exactly. And they even make laundry detergent for cold water.
Yeah.
And so.
And you think your laundry's clean, don't you?
You have to change you do have to change the temperature?
What?
What? You have to do something with the temperature?
Nah, don't worry about it, okay. Zach. You're good.
Just do everything on extra large load
yeah.
and cold water. It'll yes. be fine.
I can live with all my whites being pink. It's
okay.
fine.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Vacuuming, they get $1.50. Taking out the garbage, $1. Hey, this week they get extra. It's cold.
It is cold.
Yeah. And washing the dishes, $1. Study also found that kids saved about 37% of their money. You listening?
Mm-hmm.
37% of their money. So based on $416 with your allowance, that means that you got $154 saved up.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
If you got that's that, good. If you've done that.
That's yeah, I didn't. Though. I mean, I didn't really learn that lesson.
I think it ultimately
well.
It ultimately is trying to
my
teach
dad
your kids
is cringing right now
to be fiscally responsible.
He's such a good money man, and I that he did not pass that on to me.
No, he tried to pass it
he,
on.
Oh,
you didn't
you're right.
Catch
correct.
It.
I did not catch it. Yeah. I missed yeah. that one.
Well, we're gonna be blaming dad.
Whizzed right. No, I know. I'm not. So I'm saying he did his very best. He all still right. does. Yeah. He still does.
Okay.
Thanks, Dad. You're the best.
Despite,
I'll learn one day.
Despite what you do with that,
right?
So an Idaho family surprised to find a secret room hidden under their home. Brittany Bush and her family awakened by a crashing noise about 4 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. After venturing downstairs to explore, they found nothing. Later in the day, however, Brittany popped into the garage. That's when, well, she was discovered and somewhat startled by what it was. There seemed to be a huge sinkhole that had opened up, revealing a hidden room below the garage. And the Bushes soon discovered actually it was shelving. It had a women's handbag, hair curlers, children's toys, decades-old letters. The room wasn't on the property records, and the real estate agent selling the house was not aware that it was there. Brittany and her husband called the insurance provider to find out what the heck to do. Engineer came out and said he was surprised with the garage floor that had apparently been there for a long, long time. Apparently, the cement was 2 inches thick. Engineer said there's a possibility that there was another room under there, but nobody had any idea.
Oh, wow. Nobody had a clue.
Wow. So what was that lady using that for?
Yeah, that's crazy. Scary.
Oh, congratulations to Chris Christie. Remember Chris?
Oh, yeah.
He was the governor
of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Republican governor. Well, he departed office from the governor's office in New Jersey, and has ended the, apparently, curse of the broken leg. Christie is the first elected New Jersey governor in more than 2 decades to not suffer a broken leg while in office.
What? Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, what? I'm not making it up. Yeah, you go back and you look, and sure enough, there was Jim McCreevy. He fractured his left femur during a walk on the beach. Christy Todd Whitman fractured her right leg while skiing in Switzerland in 1999, and John Corzine broke his leg, actually in other bones, during a serious vehicle accident in 2007. So, good on Chris Christie, able to make it through his full term as New Jersey governor without breaking his leg.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's why you listen.
Amish Furniture for Generations has the perfect entertainment center just for you. Every type of entertainment center to fit your specific needs, from consoles to stereo cabinets, wall units small and large, and complete home theater systems. And if they still don't have what you want, they'll custom build you one, and all for 10% off. Experience Amish Furniture for Generations today on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Just not a lot of companies that have been around for 70 years, but Acme Glass is one of them. They have been. And if you're looking to update the glass in your home or your office or any place else, Acme Glass can help you with that. Acme Glass has been here since 1946, serving Bryan, College Station, the A&M community with 3 locations. Of course, when it comes to residential glass, redoing your bathroom is something that a lot of people do. It enhances the value of your home if you're going to sell it or you just want to change the look. And Acme Glass will be glad to show you some of the luxury enclosures that they've made around at homes here in the Brazos Valley. And also, they have insulated glass replacement for doors or windows, can do that for you, and they also can do some solar screening. Now, how about commercial applications? Acme Glass can help you with that. But know this, they've been around since 1946. And the Moorheads are more than happy to show you exactly the work that they've done here. If you've got some special work that you need to have done, let them show you some of the things that they have created. Family-owned and operated since 1946. And Bryan, two locations on South Washington and Bryan, and also downtown at 28th and Main, and in College Station, located right across the street from Texas A&M.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6900 956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Start your new year in an award-winning Honda.
Backed by the excellent customer service at Allen Honda.
Choose from a great selection of award-winning vehicles like the all-new Accord, named as America's best sedan by Car and Driver, or the Honda Civic, a KBB.com best buy for 2018. And the Honda CR-V, the 2018 Motor Trend SUV of the year.
Come find out why Honda was KBB.com's most awarded brand last year.
Trust in the blue at Allen Honda.
721 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Shower thoughts later today.
Ooh,
we'll
exciting.
Have some shower thoughts for you. Also want to mention in about an hour, a little more than an hour, Dr. Christy Whitbeck, who's the BISD superintendent, will be joining us. All right, almost all the members of the National Park Service Advisory Board have quit. They resigned over his frustration over the Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke.
Ooh.
Apparently, he has changed. 10 out of the 12 members have quit. They're changing things there, and he's not happy. They're not happy with that. So the advisory board was established in 1935, and typically includes social and natural science academics from all over the nation, as long as former elected officials as well. Anyhow, here's the deal. The Trump White House, they say members were not consulted on the recent decision to increase visitor fees and also reverse the ban on plastic water bottles.
Mm.
Whoa, they shouldn't let... That's bad enough just any place.
Right.
Especially in the wilderness. So anyhow, we'll see how all that works out.
Hmm.
By the way, how to make your brain stronger, we'll tell you about that later on.
Okay.
If you weren't with us at the beginning of the day, we told you it is Thesaurus Day. It is Thesaurus Day. Remember when you used to have one of those in school?
Yeah.
You had to do that.
Actually, I don't know if I ever had it. We had a thesaurus at the house.
I don't think so.
Really?
But I never...
Oh, yeah. First day of high school, we had to have a thesaurus and a dictionary.
Back in the day. Did you have to bring your own pen and quill, too? Or?
Yeah, exactly. Bring some pencils and pens and that sort of stuff. And, yeah, bring your thesaurus. And that's basically what a lot of us just found out what a thesaurus was. But...
Looking for a new place to go on vacation? Try the Thesaurus Resort. The Thesaurus Resort is
beautiful, breathtaking, appealing, splendid.
Located on more than 500 acres, the Thesaurus Resort is
huge, gargantuan, immense, humongous.
And with over 20 restaurants serving foods that are
delicious, appetizing, flavorful, mouth-watering.
Or stop by the Antonym Bar, where people are
drunk,
sober,
tipsy,
controlled,
befuddled,
non-indulgent.
The Thesaurus Resort. Book your
room, quarters, lodging.
Got it.
Place.
Okay.
Suite.
That's enough.
Digs.
The Thesaurus Resort, where you can
relax, unwind, sit back, recline,
okay.
Laze, repose.
Never mind.
Just never mind. There you go. The Thesaurus
Resort.
Cute. Yeah.
Oh, the Thesaurus.
Hey there.
I know a thesaurus is a place where you can find synonyms and antonyms, but I was curious if there's a synonym or antonym for the word thesaurus.
Well, you know, I guess if you had a thesaurus, you could look it up. Yeah, there's an online thesaurus, guys.
Yep.
Okay. Somebody going to get on that?
All right.
It's like yesterday we thought it was Wikipedia Day. You could Wikipedia and see what they had to say.
Well, I looked up the
thesaurus.
I looked up the thesaurus antonym, and I think it just has a definition of antonym.
Oh, well, all right. You got that going on.
Synonyms for antonym.
Okay.
Noun, word with opposite meaning to another word.
Oh, there we go. There you go. All right. So, how much do you hate your dog shedding? This is such an unfortunate
My dog
story.
Doesn't shed.
Okay. Really?
No, oh, he Coda doesn't shed.
Coda's a shedder.
Yeah, I got a couple that do shed. Now, but does it bother you?
I mean, when I wake up in the morning with dog hair in my mouth.
Yeah, that's really not nice. Okay. Well.
That now, happens more than you
I'm just
would think.
I'm thinking Reeves is
now comes
it's like one little hair.
Now comes the shed defender.
The shed defender.
It's the shed defender. This is a new type of onesie for your dog to wear around
the
house.
Oh, gosh. No.
They've got pictures of this. This is really sad. So if your dog does kind of lay around the house all day while you're gone.
I mean, what else
okay,
they gonna do?
Hanging loose hair all over the furniture and the floor or maybe in your car. So,
oh my gosh, it looks like Under Armour for dogs.
It does.
Y'all.
It has a medical use as well. Instead of putting the dreaded cone of shame on your dog, then you could just do the onesie, and that would cover any wounds or hot spots, something that they need to stay away from.
Yeah.
It is adorable and humiliating at the same time.
Agreed. And I'm not sure if those are your words, but that's, yes, absolutely.
Remember, if the dog tucks its tail, it's not happy.
It does not like it.
It truly looks like an Under Armour onesie for dogs.
Yep. And do we have a price on it? I don't know. I didn't. I saw pictures earlier, but I didn't know if they'd
like
it. Of course,
I'm
it's going to be dependent on
depend.
The size of the dog.
Now, be honest, Chelsea, you dress Coda up all the time, right?
No, not at all.
What?
I don't. No. She doesn't like clothes.
Yeah.
She likes to be free.
Most dogs don't go for that.
Let's just go to a size medium.
Okay.
For $51.99.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep, but they come in several different colors.
Okay.
Pink, red, purple, blues, blacks, white, you know.
$52, I think I'll just have to put up with the hair.
But the deal is, if you do have to do the cone of shame thing, because that really is.
Oh,
that's a sad situation for a dog, because they may not be able to get to the bowl. They may be hitting the door frame as they go through.
Yeah, definitely. You still,
what
or
are you
just,
laughing about?
You could just get a puppy bumper.
Bumpers at least are kind of pillow-esque.
We've
discussed that.
Yeah.
But,
I guess you don't just have to be careful depending on, like, the wound or the stitches or something. That it would be okay to cover it up. You know, sometimes I think it's...
Right, it has to breathe.
It has to breathe. Yep, it's more beneficial in this.
So there you go.
This does not look breathable. Well, I mean, I'm sure it is, but...
It's the Shed Defender. You can get it for about $50. Now you know. At 7:26, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport now, or airport commute now, at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Our weather, hey, better today, that's for sure. Look for a high temperature about 42 today. We'll have some clouds out there. Low tonight around 31. It's 52 for Friday and about a 30% chance of showers. Now, the chance of rain goes up quite a bit on Sunday, but first let's talk about those temperatures. On Saturday, it looks like 68, and on Sunday, they're calling for the mid-70s. Again, there will be a 70% chance of rain. And if you want to look ahead to next week, looks like we'll be into the 60s, so kind of regular, comfortable stuff. Right now, winds out of the east at 3 miles an hour, 74% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're at 21.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last week, a meddlesome district judge in San Francisco inserted himself into American immigration policy with a temporary restraining order. Judge William Alsup told the Trump administration they have to keep Obama's DACA program in place. California is among a handful of states trying to stop Trump from using executive powers to get rid of DACA, which Obama put in place using executive powers. It's really unconstitutional. While appealing the ruling to the Ninth Circuit, the Trump Department of Justice is also going to the Supreme Court. They're asking the high court to step in and overturn the district judge's ruling. Now, folks, it's kind of interesting here because the judge helping DACA stay in force kind of takes away any time crunch for its expiration, meaning there's no need to now hastily proceed toward extending it or changing it or getting rid of it. If the Democrats want it, they could just stop and let this judge's ruling prevail while the courts take care of it. Another thing to look at If the Democrats really think they're going to win the House in 2018, why change anything right now? Just let it all happen as it does. Don't agree to anything. And then when they win the House, do what they want to do then. Let's see how they behave this year. It'll give us a heads up on what they really think is going to happen in November.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 21 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police report two men and one woman found in an apartment yesterday morning died from possible gunshot wounds.
Shortly after 9 a.m., we received a call at the 3200 block of Finfeather, which is Canyon Village, for a report of a welfare concern after an employee didn't show up for work. Officers, medical personnel, they arrived at the scene and confirmed that there were three deceased persons inside one of the apartment complexes.
Officer Kelly McKeithen identified those who died as Virginia and Melvin Benefield, the occupants of the apartment, and Larry Davis, who lived in a nearby unit.
With the deaths of three people in this unit, has the investigation led to any discovery that anyone else may have been in the apartment at the time this happened?
That is unknown at the time.
The bodies were taken to the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office for autopsies. McKeithen says the public is not in any danger. There were five deaths in the Houston area yesterday that were or may have been related to sub-freezing temperatures. That includes a mother, her 11-year-old daughter, and her 9-year-old son dying in a house fire. Rachel Moreno with the Harris County Fire Marshal's Office says the father of the children is in the hospital with second-degree burns.
There were space heaters in the home, but until we get the autopsy results, we won't speculate to make sure we give the appropriate origin and cause of the fire.
An 82-year-old woman with dementia was found dead after she walked away from her home and was found in a nearby wooded area, and a homeless man was found dead behind a trash bin. A lengthy update of capital projects in the city of Bryan was part of the last city council meeting. City Manager Keen Register's report included an upcoming deadline for property owners interested in applying for the next round of traffic management modifications.
In the current round of applications, 10 requests for projects have been received with a April 1st deadline for submission. We expect to see several more. The local area traffic management program projects, which were funded in the 2016-17 initial round, are planned for construction over the next 3 to 4 months. The speed humps on Barrick were recently reconstructed, and the next work will occur on Broadmoor between Camelot and Janus Trail to install traffic islands to mitigate the vehicular speeding issues.
Broadmoor between Janus Trail and Camelot Drive is currently closed through the end of March on weekdays between 8 and 5. An International Agriculture Seed Corporation is opening a research and development center in the BioCorridor.
The joint agreement between Advantis Seeds and Texas A&M AgriLife Research was announced by the Research Valley Partnership. College Station was chosen from 10 candidates, according to a news release from Advantis CEO, in part due to AgriLife's advanced sorghum research programs. Advantis' new center will also have research and development capabilities for corn, sunflowers, canola, and rice. As part of the partnership, Advanta will provide internship opportunities for graduate students. Another reason Advanta selected the BioCorridor was the state of Texas' very clear regulations and policies regarding international seed research. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Today's business in Congress includes voting to keep the federal government running for another 4 weeks. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan would rather extend federal spending through the end of the budget year, which is September 30th.
There are four provisions in this that are pretty important for Texans. One is the health insurance tax, which is part of Obamacare, will be stopped. The Cadillac tax, which is important to our folks in the district that have really generous health care plans, particularly union health care plans, will be stopped.
Flores says immigration reform will not be tied to federal spending.
Try immigration policy to funding the federal government will not be allowed. And so we've said that's not going to happen, and we've held firm, and we've been successful in that so far.
Flores says the proposal calls for ending a tax on the manufacturing of medical devices and adds a six-year extension of the Children's Health Insurance Program. And Texas Democrats' argument that illegal partisan gerrymandering led to the state's current election maps may be over, but their goal of having the Supreme Court call for redrawing the maps continues.
The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments in April as to whether the state's current election maps were racially discriminatory and need to be redrawn, as concluded by a lower court. But they will not consider the Democrats' contention they were also illegally partisan. Texas Attorney General spokesman Mark Rylander.
We believe that it is right that the court will be focusing on our appeal centered on racial gerrymandering claims.
Texas Democrats remain confident. Their party spokesman Manny Garcia.
The Supreme Court will finally deliver justice for Texas voters who have been under a system in which their voting power is significantly diluted.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 21 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Hi, this is Dan Patrick, proud to be your Lieutenant Governor. Today I want to talk more about education funding. Did you know that less than a third of all funding received by public schools, about 32%, goes directly to teacher salaries? That makes no sense. From 2000 to 2016, funding for public schools increased by 108%, but teacher salaries only increased 35%. That's just wrong. Teachers are the most important part of a quality education, not expensive buildings or fancy stadiums. Last year, I proposed directing more of the education budget to teacher salaries, a move that would have resulted in an average $10,000 raise for teachers, but liberals opposed the plan. Liberals want more money for schools, but not for teachers. Next session, I will fight to make sure our budget targets more money for teachers so they get that $10,000 raise because that's the right thing to do. Go to danpatrick.org and stay tuned for more conservative conversations about Texas. Political ad paid for by Texans for Dan Patrick.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, the weather is sponsored by your Nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, serving members' needs as their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Temperatures are actually going to be warming up over the next several days, which will be a welcome change from the very cold weather we've been seeing. Today, partly sunny, highs 40 to 45. Overnight clouds, 30 to 35. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance for a shower. It's 50 to 55 tomorrow afternoon. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Clouds on Saturday, a few showers possible. Highs will be 65 to near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball is on the road tonight, paying a visit to Alabama. But like Coach Gary Blair says, them other SEC teams, they be scheming.
We've got to recognize their shooters, particularly our post players, are giving up too many open looks. The SEC is very good at game planning and scheming.
Hopefully the ladies have a good game plan tonight as they'll be looking to get back on the win wagon after having a tough loss to Georgia this past Sunday. So we'll talk about that game as well as some big men's games from last night. Also the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs got the victory yesterday. And looking out on the ice, the Dallas Stars looking to get their third win in a row this evening. All that more coming up in sports.
There you are. So a pretty cool story. If I don't know if you watched the end of the New Orleans, Minneapolis, Minnesota game.
I saw this story, too. I just read about it.
It's a pretty cool thing. Okay, now, so what happened was they weren't supposed to win, but Minnesota won on the last play of the game.
Crazy ending.
And so everybody's celebrating and all that. But they really, at the end of the day, they have to try an extra point.
Correct.
Okay, that's the rules. So it took them 8 minutes to clear the field. Clearly, there are some New Orleans players who were a little disgusted, didn't want to go out there, but they needed to get 11 players out there.
Right.
So one of the guys who goes out there is Travis Morstead, who's the punter.
Yeah.
Okay? He's the punter.
Right.
And on top of that, he had torn rib cartilage earlier in the game.
Like first quarter of the game.
So he was hurting.
Yeah.
But he
continued because he continued to punt, and every time he would punt, he would grab his side and be in obvious pain.
I didn't see the early part of it. I assume that he got hit.
No, he saved a touchdown and tackled a guy on a punt return, and it was his first punt of the game, and the guy makes it past everyone, and so he tackles him on the sideline, saves the touchdown, but is in obvious pain, and had a rib injury, which he continued to play with throughout the rest of the game.
So he does that, and then when they got to have 11, he comes out and lines up to defend the extra point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know, but it's probably been a year or so since he was actually on the line.
Was going to say probably one of the only punters in the NFL who's ever gotten to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what happens is a Vikings fan noticed and thought that he should be rewarded for sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
And so he suggested that Viking fans donate to Travis's charity, which is called What You Give Will Grow, focuses on pediatric cancer. And it did grow.
Yep.
They, as best I can tell as of this morning, $132,000 has been donated to this charity.
That's awesome.
This foundation because of that.
And I read somewhere most of the donations were smaller. Some people did $6 because he's number six.
Right.
But somebody donated $10,000.
Wow.
In one donation.
The foundation's director told Travis that money was flooding in from Minnesota. He couldn't believe it. He said, it's very shocking. I didn't realize I had made such a statement in the game, but a lot of people perceived it that way. It's nice to see that. So he wanted to do something in return, so he's giving the donations to a Minnesota children's hospital.
Yeah, very cool.
It's a great, great story for, you know, like any group, they're bad actors and they're good folks, and we hear too much about the bad actors.
Yeah.
Here's one of the good folks.
And this guy, he's not like not that punters look like something in particular, but he's got this like long hair, and he's very tall, too.
Yeah.
He doesn't, he's just kind of a different looking guy, but I'm really glad that the Vikings fans took that into account. So.
Kind of a neat deal, so we want to make sure you knew about this. All right, so I know you don't think about your roof. Unless it starts leaking, it's not like you walk in every day and go, I need a new roof. Well, yeah, you know. Guess what? We got a deal for you.
Ooh,
we're
going
to do a raise the roof opportunity for you, along with the folks at Aggieland Roofing, to get $5,000 toward a new roof from Aggieland Roofing.
His roof, whoop.
Yep, there you go. And here's the deal. You go to our website, WTAW.com. It says raise the roof, and you click right there for your chance to win $5,000 toward a new roof from Aggieland Roofing.
Yeah.
So there, that easy.
It's super easy.
Starts today. So now you can get in there and do that, and we'll give it away here in a few weeks. All right, so we were talking about the dreaded shed thing.
The shed defender.
That's the one. Okay.
Because you dread the shed, so get the shed defender.
With that in mind, more than one half of your friends, 51% of the people that you know, skip out on social events so they can hang with their dog.
I bet it's more than that.
I wouldn't say to hang with my dog. That's definitely a plus of staying home.
Kay. She brings her dog with her everywhere she goes.
No, I don't.
Sure?
Stop telling lies. No, I don't. Coda doesn't like to be
around other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the survey also found that their dog helps them get through the five most stressful things that happen every week. Even major things like breakups or a death in the family, your puppy's there for you.
Aw, they are always there for you.
They really are. And the thing is, no matter what kind of day you've had, they're usually happy to see you.
As long as you feed them.
That's right.
They're very happy to see you.
And when you feed them, they're really, really happy.
Tails are wagging.
So just say that.
We love mealtime.
Yeah, it's a good thing. So anyhow, you're not alone if you decide, no, I want to stay home with my puppy and just have a good time.
Yep.
All right, so since opening in November, Bad Axe Throwing Company, they're up in Washington State.
Yep. Say that again?
Bad Axe. That's it. They've hosted everything from birthday parties to bachelorette parties to business meetings to catered lunches and divorce parties.
Nice.
Which, says marketing and development coordinator Melody St. Amoir, is a big hit. And it was from the very first day.
Oh, I bet.
Wow.
People are going through major changes in their life. This is a fun way to get together and have your support system. So if your bitter heart so desires, you can even put a picture of your ex up there as a target if you
Ooh,
want to.
Oh, okay.
Or you can actually, she said there have been some who brought their wedding dress, and they've used that.
Oh, wow.
One guy hung up his ex-wife's heels and put an axe through that.
Oh, Jeez. My. This is very violent.
Yeah.
It is.
But, hey, would you rather them taking it out on the items or the
Right. You just got to be careful that, I don't know.
Here you go. For a girl power standpoint, okay. Who's better at hitting the target? She said, without a doubt, women.
Females.
Yep. They listen to the coaches.
Nice.
The men just come up and go, hey, I don't need any instruction. It's an axe.
Exactly.
And I'm a guy.
Right.
But the ladies actually listen and
it's all about technique, that axe throwing.
As a matter of fact, their clientele is 60% female.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, too.
They have a lot of pent-up
That's it. Bad Axe has 16 locations. They started up in Canada because, of course, you know, that's what they do.
Well, right. That's like a normal hobby for them.
And we've talked about Bad Axe before because I think they have a BYOB thing.
Yeah, I do remember that.
We did that about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's separate and apart. Obviously, you can't do one and then do the other.
Unless you're throwing the axe first,
and then you go over to the other. Well, you can do anything you want in the country, but they're just saying it's their business. And I think we'd looked up that there is a company similar to that in Houston, as a
I think
of
there
fact,
might
too.
Be one in Austin as well,
okay.
Because I just the other day on social media saw some of my friends doing it, and they live in Austin, so I'm assuming it was in their home city. I'm not sure. They could have been somewhere else, but yeah.
So you're going to be in touch with them?
I should. Well, Luke and Quincy, they were throwing axes the other day.
Just saying, hey,
But they're a married couple, very happily married.
Oh. I'm just saying, though.
It was a bonding experience.
They could take you there so you could have your first axing experience.
I'll have to ask them.
All right. You'll have to ax them.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Child's Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer-lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Child's Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
How young is too young for children to have the latest technology? That's what Julie was wondering when her son asked her for a smartphone. He was in elementary school at the time, and he told her he was the only one of his friends without one. Julie thought he was exaggerating to get his way. Then she went on a field trip with his class to the zoo. Sure enough, almost every child was swapping texts and pictures on their smartphones. Most parents can relate to Julie's struggle. There are pros and cons to new technology. Smartphones offer peace of mind, just in case your kids are late or they're stuck somewhere and need help. But you also have to take seriously the dangers that come with new technology. Cameras, internet access, texting, social media. When you think about it, that's a lot of power for a little kid. There are lots of things that can go wrong if a child isn't mature enough to handle it properly. Through technology, your children can communicate with anyone, and anyone can communicate with them. Things like sexting and pornography are one bad decision away. To protect your kids, I recommend software from NetNanny or Forcefield or many others. I also suggest that parents make technology a privilege that's earned through mature and responsible behavior. A smartphone can only give you peace of mind if your children use it in a way that truly keeps them safe. As with driving, hand over the keys to technology based on your child's maturity, not their age. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Biosystem Fitness. Don't start the new year in pain. Contact Biosystem Fitness for a free consultation. Biosystem Fitness, improving the quality of life for people of all ages. Good morning at 7:51. Number 16, Texas A&M women's basketball is on the road tonight, paying a visit to Alabama in an SEC showdown. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the matchup.
We've got to recognize their shooters, particularly our post players, are giving up too many open looks. The SEC is very good at game planning and scheming in every sport. They're taking things away from us, and we're not making the adjustments as a coaching staff or as players on the court during the game. We cannot just expect our game plan to be perfect.
The Maroon and White are 14-5 on the year and 3-2 in SEC play, but they are coming off a heartbreaking 92-84 overtime loss to Georgia on Sunday. Tip-off against the Crimson Tide is tonight at 7 o'clock with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. In the men's game, Texas upset number 8 Texas Tech last night, 67-58. Guard Kerwin Roach II returned from a two-game absence with a fractured left hand to score 20 points for the Longhorns. Here's head coach Shaka Smart.
He just changes the game so much starting on the defensive end. And then obviously tonight he did a great job attacking offensively. He got to the foul line and made his free throw, so really gave us a big lift. Texas Tech's got a really good team, and they're hard to guard, so to have our best perimeter defender in the game was huge.
With the win, Smart and the Longhorns improved to 12-6 overall and 3-3 in Big 12 play, while the Red Raiders fall to 15-3 and 4-2 in conference. Elsewhere, SMU upended 7th-ranked Wichita State 83-78. Number 24 TCU rolled over Iowa State 96-73. Alabama handed 17th-ranked Auburn its first SEC loss of the year, 76-71, and Missouri edged number 21 Tennessee, 59-55. Former Texas A&M All-American tennis player Shane Vincent has been named the volunteer coach for the Aggie women's tennis team. Vincent, who earned All-American status in doubles as a junior in 2015 and in singles in 2014, completes an all-Aggie staff for the women. He joins head coach Mark Weaver, who competed for Texas A&M from 1990 to 94, and former teammate Jordan Szabo, who played for the Aggies from 2012 to 15 and was named assistant coach of the women's team last summer. Out on the diamond, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball comes in at number 10 in this year's NCAA preseason poll. The guys are fresh off the program's sixth appearance in the College World Series in Omaha. Meanwhile, Aggie softball has been selected by SEC coaches to finish third in the conference. Coach Joe Evans and company return almost all of their starters from a team that went 47-13 last year and went to Oklahoma City for the eighth time in program history. In the professional game, the San Antonio Spurs got back on the win wagon last night, topping the Brooklyn Nets 100-95. San Antonio has been bitten by the injury bug quite a bit this year, and sixth man Patty Mills says it's taken some adjustments.
It's something unique that I don't think we haven't gone through in a long time, especially my time here in San Antonio. So we're all trying to figure out as we go. So it's just game by game and understanding who's going to be on the court. But it is tough, but, you know, we don't like to make excuses. We go out there and we roll with whoever we got. It's just making sure we understand the game plan, we execute. And I thought we'd done a better job of the 48 minutes of that tonight. So, looking for some rhythm going into Toronto.
Mills finished the night with 25 points, while LaMarcus Aldridge scored 34 points and pulled down 8 rebounds for the Spurs, who improved to 30-16 on the year. Now tonight, it'll be the Houston Rockets in action as they welcome the Minnesota Timberwolves to town. Injured star James Harden practiced yesterday for the first time since December 31st, but he's still not expected to play this evening. Things got underway at 8:30 at the Toyota Center. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars look for their third win in a row as they pay a visit to the Columbus Blue Jackets at 6 o'clock. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Biosystem Fitness on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Why wait for your money? H&R Block has up to $3,000 in a refund advance loan available today. Visit our location in College Station on Texas Avenue next to Kohl's or in Bryan at the corner of 29th and Carter Creek Parkway. H&R Block.
Biosystem Fitness of College Station, improving the quality of life for people of all ages.
I started seeing Dylan about 2 months ago. I came in for SI joint pain, which I've been had for like 7 years. And Dylan's technique has really helped me. I'm able to run again, exercise, I'm doing full squat, and I'm living pain-free, and so I would recommend Dylan for anything.
Improve your lifestyle, reduce dysfunction, recover from an injury, or achieve biological fitness. Go online to biosystemfitness.com to schedule your free consultation.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. I'd like to give a huge thank you to our incredible pool owners for making 2017 a record year for Sunshine Fun, and 2018 has started off with a bang. Now that we're in the new year, folks are resolving to get in shape, so we're seeing quite a few requests for exercise, swim lanes, and volleyball playing surfaces. And that's been a lot of fun from a designer's point of view. But most importantly, they're committing to spending more quality time with family and friends. And of course, Sunshine Fun Pools has the perfect solution for that. I was recently asked if I could share one thing about building pools this time of year, what would it be? I'd say get things going now before you have to stand in line. You really want to get in front of the mad rush that we see every March. We can have you relaxing in your custom therapy spa before most folks realize that they'll need a pool before that summer heat returns. Come visit us now for fantastic financing opportunities and the best pool and spa equipment in the business from Hayward at Sunshine Fun Pools.
For 0% interest for 36 months or to supersize your spa for free, visit sunshinefunpools.com.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage and Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas
from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
About a minute till NewsStar 1620 WTW. It's 24 degrees outside. Warmed up from the 21 earlier this morning.
Woo. Having a heat wave.
Yeah. We're going to get up to, 42 today. So in the meantime, just relax. It's time for shower thoughts.
Oh, shower thoughts.
The first invention after the slicing of bread was literally the greatest thing since sliced bread.
It's true.
Okay, yep. Why is it a building if it's already built? Okay. Just a thing to think about. If you make $36 an hour, you literally are paid 1 cent per second. Hobbies or addictions that people don't consider bad. If you could see your calculator search histories, they'd be far more embarrassing than your internet search history.
That is definitely true, yeah.
If you're a subpar golfer, that means you're a good golfer.
True.
And think about this. All mirrors are sold used.
Uh-huh.
WTAW, College Station Bryan.